Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Grabarkiewicz. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Tyrone. Batting third. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ron Dunn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bert Hooten. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Hahn. Batting second. The second baseman, Rich Puig. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ray Sadecki. And now, play ball. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boswell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morales moves to third. Madlock moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boswell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morales scores. Madlock moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Puig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grabarkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Puig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten bunts towards third. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. Swisher moves to second. One out. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz is 0-for-1 in the game. Grabarkiewicz hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Swisher moves to third. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tyrone takes first base on ball 4. Grabarkiewicz moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner juggles the ball. That's an error on Milner. Swisher scores. Grabarkiewicz scores. Tyrone moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tyrone scores. Cardenal moves to third. Morales moves to second. It's 5-0, Cubs. Bob Miller now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Madlock is walked intentionally. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boswell fields it and throws to home to get Cardenal. Morales moves to third. Madlock moves to second. Two outs. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunn takes first base on ball 4. Morales scores. Madlock moves to third. Thornton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Cubs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grabarkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Milner moves to second. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it and throws to second for the out. Milner moves to third. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grabarkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 0-for-0 in the game. Hooten hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grabarkiewicz hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Schneck pinch hits for Bob Miller. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck strikes out. One out. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-1 in the game. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grabarkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Pugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pugh is 0 for 1 in the game. Pugh hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Grabarkiewicz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Parker now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez misplays the ball. That's an error on Martinez. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morales moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Morales scores. Madlock goes all the way around to score. Thornton moves to third. It's 8-0, Cubs. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Dunn hits a fly ball into center field. Han settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swisher is hit by the pitch. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooten hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rob Sparing now playing shortstop. Ron Dunn now playing third base. Billy Grabarkiewicz now playing second base. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dunn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooten covering, for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Milner hits a pop-up towards short. Sparing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair now playing left field. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grabarkiewicz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tyrone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub who is chasing the ball. Tyrone reaches third base with a triple. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tyrone scores. It's 9-0, Cubs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing hits a line drive into left field. Boisclair picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Boisclair. Morales goes all the way around to score. Sparing moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-0, Cubs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pug scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gene Heiser now playing center field. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grabarkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ike Hampton pinch hits for Harry Parker. Ike Hampton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hampton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ike Hampton now catching. Jerry Cram now pitching. Brock Pemberton now playing first base. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Dunn takes first base on ball 4. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boswell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-2 in the game. Hahn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rich Pug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pug is 0-for-2 in the game. Pug hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grabarkiewicz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Grabarkiewicz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hampton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 4 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Mitterwald now catching. Pete Lockhock now playing right field. Jim Tyrone now playing left field. Brock Pemberton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pemberton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a line drive towards short. Sparing reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grabarkiewicz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hahn. Heiser reaches second base with a double. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sparing hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Boisclair. Sparing reaches second base with a double. Heiser scores. It's 11-0, Cubs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Thornton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sparing scores. It's 12-0, Cubs. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boswell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone now playing first base. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Jerry Cram. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooten fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Hampton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hampton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hampton hits a fly ball into left field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hahn hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Lockhock. Hahn reaches second base with a double. Rich Pug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pug is 0 for 3 in the game. Pug hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grabarkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Strohmeyer now pitching. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 0 for 3 in the game. Hooten hits a fly ball into left field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Grabarkiewicz takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boswell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tyrone. The throw from Hampton and he is safe. Tyrone steals second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0-for-1 in the game. Boisclair takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball, foul, down the right field line, foul. Lockhock chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Lockhock. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brock Pemberton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pemberton is 0-for-1 in the game. Pemberton strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a fly ball into left field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 12, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.